So I didn't go. Felt bad. What are you doing there?
I'd like to welcome everyone out to Commissioner's Court this morning. This is Friday, September 28th. We have a regular session, and then we have an addendum with a few extra items. We'll start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Father, we thank you for this day, for the many blessings that you continue to give us. We thank you for your hand that is with us. We thank you for the men and women that serve us at home and abroad to keep us safe and for our freedoms. We ask that you bless their homes as well as them, Father. Show them grace and mercy and protection. We ask you, Father, to be with us today as we make decisions for our county. And Father, if we happen to make a wrong decision, we pray that, Father, it's something that you will be able to correct. Lead, guide, and direct us in everything that we do and say, Father. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
We want to excuse Commissioner Spencer this morning. He had to be out of town. Item two on the agenda is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve payroll changes.
We have an exception on payroll changes.
Except for the one for Carolyn Hammond and dispatch, her certification. She is not a peace officer, I understand. So we need to remove that one.
Motion to approve except for that one.
Second.
Is that right, Sheriff?
Sir, I was not aware that they were not paid for the certifications.
Okay.
But I will ask that.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes with the one exception. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll's approved. Item D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendment.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E, your accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F are auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, 115th District Court and Upshur County Court appointed attorneys list, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record said items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item three is here from Upshur County TEA regarding their past year's activities. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Who would like to speak to us?
I would, yes. First, Judge Fowler and Commissioners, I want to thank you all for having us here every year, hopefully. And if you have a sheet in front of you, it tells you what all we have done this year and who we have helped this year with our efforts. We have 3,957 volunteer hours with a total of $94,963.81 in this county. I would also like to say that two weeks ago, we were in Abilene for a state convention, and we won the state honor roll of counties for Upshur County for our volunteer hours and our money that we've given in our fundraisers.
Wow.
I would say that we couldn't do that without the help of Upshur County, so we appreciate all you do for us.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. We always appreciate you being here and everything you do, chili and beans.
Yes.
That's the most public thing you do, but all the help during the Yambri and...
We're in many regards, you didn't think.
So thank y'all for coming. Item four is discuss and take action on proposed candidate for the Upshur County Ag Agent.
Good morning, Judge Fowler, Commissioners. Sheila Lewis, District Kitchen Administrator, housed in Overton, our District Research and Extension Center. And this morning, it's my pleasure to introduce our sole candidate for the Upshur County Ag and Natural Resource position that was previously held by Shaniqua Davis. Just a little bit about Ms. Slover. She earned a Bachelor's of Science in Interdisciplinary Agriculture from Texas Tech University in Lubbock. While there, she completed an internship with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension in the Lubbock County Extension Office. She also served on the livestock and the meat judging teams while attending college. Upon graduation, she worked for Cargill Animal Nutrition as a logistics specialist. And most recently, after moving here and starting her family, she's been employed at First National Bank here in Gilmer. So I present Ms. Slover as our candidate for the position for Ag and Natural Resource Extension Agent here in Upshur County.
Thank you, Ms. Lewis.
Need a motion? I will make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to accept Ms. Slover as our Ag Agent. Those in favor?
Aye.
It's approved.
Thanks for having me on board.
Welcome, Ms. Slover.
This will be effective on October 1st, and she will do a first step training in Wood County for the first month. Her total salary and her travel will be paid by the state.
Okay.
And then once she finishes her first step, so she'll be up there learning about extension, about both sides of extension, working with 4-H and just kind of the ins and outs of extension, and then she'll start over here the first November, you know, being on the county payroll and then with the state.
Okay. Welcome on board, Ms. Slover.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You won't be lonesome anymore.
No.
Item five is discuss and take action to approve the 2019 resolution regarding the Indigent Defense Grant Program. This is our annual resolution in order to get our money from the state.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the resolution. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to approve the district attorney to appoint reserve investigators under Texas Government Code Section 41.102. These are non-paid positions that will help out the DA's office. Mr. Wallace, would you like to explain?
Yes, good morning, Judge. My name's Barry Wallace. I'm standing in for my boss, Mr. Billy Byrd, who is with the grand jury right now as we're meeting here up in the courthouse. Mr. Byrd sent me a message by text this morning and asked me that I relay that to you. Evidently, it tells me that the code says that the commissioners have to give their okay to what it is that he's asking of, that the position itself is a non-paying position, and that the newest community service coordinator for Upshur and Marion County's probation departments is Clint Stillman. I understand that Mr. Stillman is a certified peace officer and a certified fireman in Longview. Mr. Byrd wants to carry his commission as a reserve investigator that will give him authority in both counties to both supervise community service individuals and also to permit him to seek out and arrest absconders. Mr. Byrd indicated to me that there wasn't anything to vote on this, there wasn't anything for you to sign but to vote for, and that he assures the court that he would handle the paperwork with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. So I ask you to vote to approve that, please.
I make a motion to authorize the district attorney's second. Office to appoint a reserve investigator.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the hiring or the appointment of reserve investigators in the DA's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Judge, may I be excused?
Yes, sir. Thank you for explaining that. Item 7 is discuss and take action to approve county holidays and commissioner court meeting dates for 2019. We have had a change. Mr. Tefteller was in my office the other day, and we were talking about the schools that he has to attend and that the new commissioners have to attend. And one of those weeks is January the 14th through the 17th. That's a Monday through a Thursday, which means that if the three of them are not here, they're in school, we would not have a quorum for our meeting. So I'm recommending that we change the meeting date to Friday, January the 11th. And then the court on that day could meet and take care of business, but they could approve payroll to be paid on Tuesday the 15th of January. So you'd meet on the 11th, but payroll would come on the 15th.
Makes sense.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the Upshur County holidays and commissioner court dates as proposed. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Yeah, I changed it on that.
Okay.
Item 8 is discuss and take action to approve the mailing services agreement with Peregrine Services for the Tax Assessor Collector's Office. This is what we previously discussed with Ms. Howell, our Tax Assessor Collector. It is a contract with Peregrine to do her mailing of our tax statements. If we approve this today, then it also entails a $10,000 bill that would be included with our accounts payable today.
Motion to approve the contract, the service agreement.
And the payment.
I'll second.
$10,000.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the agreement with Peregrine Services and the initial payment. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Luana, I've got two signed copies for you that you can send to them and get their signature. Item 9 is discuss and take action on recommendation of the Selection Review Committee to award a contract for administration services for the county's 2018 Texas Department of Agriculture STEP grant on behalf of Union Grove Water Supply Corporation. And the Selection Committee has recommended Gary Traylor and Associates, a grant writer, and Tyler.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the resolution in favor of the stated item appointing Gary R. Traylor and Associates. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action on recommendation of Selection Review Committee to award a contract for administration services for the county's 2019-2020 Texas Community Development Block Grant application and project, if awarded, on behalf of Union Grove Water Supply Corporation. And again, the Selection Committee has approved or recommended Gary R. Traylor and Associates to take care of that for us.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve that resolution appointing Gary R. Traylor and Associates for the stated item. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to accept donation of water from Ozarka. Mr. Jordan?
Ozarka Water over at Hawkins makes donations to municipalities and first responders. We've been applying for this for a couple of years, inquiring on this, and we finally were awarded a pallet of water for the county. And once you get it once, there's a chance that it could come up on a regular basis. It's just hit and miss, but I just would like for y'all to accept it. That way we can start using the water.
Motion to accept donation.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to accept donations of water from Ozarka, those in, for the county. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 12 is discuss and take action to perform work for Orr City under our interlocal agreement.
The city of Orr City contacted me about doing an overlay project on Iris Road in Orr City, or Iris Lane, Iris something. They are going to purchase all of the material. We are going to go in and spread the material over the top of the existing road. It's not going to cost the county any money as far as buying material or anything of that sort.
Other than labor, right?
Other than labor and machinery.
All right.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the work under the interlocal agreement for the city of Orr City. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. I'm going to hold off on item 13, move to our addendum items. On the addendum, item 1 is discuss and take action to request that the county auditor conduct the required annual audit of the sheriff's office, district attorney's office, and constable precinct 2 of all seized and or forfeited property under Code of Criminal Procedure, Chapter 59.
Motion to... for auditor to conduct her required annual audit of said offices.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to request the auditor perform the required audits. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 2 is discuss and take action to make appointments to the Child Welfare Board. This is something that we have neglected to do for a while. We have 3 members of the board that have served for quite some time. That is Todd Stansberry, Mr. Jimmy Coulter, and Miss Lola Nelms. They've done a very good job over the years, but it's time that we get the correct number of board members. We need at least 7, up to 15. They serve staggering terms of 3 years. What these people do are they accept donations on behalf of the Child Welfare Board, and then they spend that money for children that are going into foster care.
Okay.
Christmas presents, immediate care needs like clothing and other things that those children may need. So I put it on the agenda today so that y'all could begin to think about who would be good members of that board. I don't know if you all got the information, but Commissioner Burka has some information that he can share with you, and it helps explain what their jobs are.
Right.
So
how many positions we need to fill?
4 minimum. Are the 3 staying on? But do you know?
They're willing to stay on for another year in order to get the board members sort of initiated and oriented.
Let me share this with the commissioners after court, and I'll make copies and give you the contact information for the regional director for that, and then maybe each of the commissioners can kind of start thinking and talking to some people.
Yeah, and we'll bring it back. Let's do it the end of October. That gives y'all time to get it.
I just wonder if there's anybody here that would want to consider volunteering.
Is there anybody that might be interested in doing that? Visit with your commissioner if you are, or if you think you might be, and we can give you a little bit better description of what the job entails. It's not hard. They don't meet very often. They haven't had a lot of donations lately, and so, but we can discuss with you further if you'd like to privately what's involved.
Thank you.
So I'll bring that back on October the 31st. Item 3 is discuss and take action to update purchasing policy to include mandatory language on federal debarment and suspension. Ms. Lee, would you like to?
Our outside auditors brought it to our attention that that's a new requirement for this next fiscal year, that that has to be in our purchasing policy. We have to, if spending money under a federal award, we have to check out the vendor status and make sure they're not prohibited from receiving federal funds before we can issue a purchase order for that vendor.
And you have a revised policy for that, is that correct?
Yes.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to revise the purchasing policy to include the mandatory language on federal debarment and suspension. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to seek RFPs for the sheriff's grant-funded NIBRS software. The sheriff has a request for proposal here. It's proposed that we put this out for proposals, require those to be back by October the 25th, and the court would make a decision on these on October the 31st. Is that correct, Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
He will have this available in his office, and he will answer any questions. I will put the ads in the paper that are required, and then they will come to me by October the 25th to be opened again on October the 31st, or to be considered on October the 31st by the court.
Motion to seek RFPs for the sheriff's grant-funded NIBRS software.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to issue the RFP for the sheriff's grant-funded NIBRS software. Those in favor?
Aye.
That will be done. On the regular agenda, item 13 is discuss and take action on possible alternatives for insurance broker or human resources to handle insurance claims. And
I'm going to pull that one off the table today.
Okay.
Some of them need more time.
Okay.
Okay.
So item 13 will be tabled. Let me know when you need that back, Commissioner Gross.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.